Did you ever see a covered haystack?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Oh, really? What, did they ever have a name for that?
No, that'd be, if they had barns, something would be wrong with the barn, it'd be full or something like that. Mm-hmm. They'd have neoprene or polyethylene or something covered.
Oh, really?
Yeah, keep it covered and keep the moisture off of it. Still, they care of moisture, but they'd use that hay first before they used the one out of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Because it runs faster.
Yeah. Okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
First, you have to let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
When they first cut it.
Yeah. I mean, how do they do that?
We usually call it a hay cutter. I forgot it, what they call them now. You see, it's been about 6 or 8 years.
Yeah.
They got names for them, but I forgot what, you know, all these farm terms they use.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, like, put them in piles or something? You know, just, I mean, right after you cut them or cut the hay?
Well, usually when you cut it, this is how we done it. Sometimes now they cut it and bale it green, you know.
Oh, really?
We'd let it dry, usually mostly Johnson grass around here they cut, you know, which makes good hay.
Mm-hmm.
And they let it dry, then they, you know, windrow it, they call it.
Oh, really?
That's putting it in a row, I'd say, oh, about so wide, and then the hay baler pick it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole field be in windrows, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Just with a big rake, that hay rake that rakes up in windrows.
Mm-hmm. About how long does it take that stuff to dry?
It's according to what kind of weather conditions you have.
Mm-hmm.
If it's real dry and sunny and the wind's blowing a little bit, it can take over 2 or 3 days for it to really get dry.
Oh, really?
Assuming drain all the moisture out of it,
mm-hmm.
Turn down.
Yeah. I was wondering how long you had to wait, you know, before you do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes longer than that. You know, when you cut it, you try to pick a good day when it's going to not rain or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want it to rain for 3 or 4 days till you get it all cut. But usually, it's bound to rain sooner or later.
Yeah.
It's going to rain sometime between then. They'd rather it rain right after they cut it than it would after they get it baled and not have got it up and got it into the hay barn.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
yeah, I guess if it gets some bales.
Yeah, if the moisture can get down in it that way,
yeah,
it'll rot, uh-huh, rot quicker.
Is there anything you can do with hay, you know, if it does get wet in bales? You can just throw it out or something?
Mm, no, usually around here they let it stay out a couple more days.
Mm-hmm.
If the next day is real sunny or something, they leave it out and they go back out there during the day or something, turn it over and let the other side dry.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Dry as much as you can and then just go ahead and store it.
Yeah, when I was driving today, I saw a field with a bunch of, you know, bales of hay out there. I didn't know whether they just cut it and how about it.
Well, right now, it's been real dry. It hasn't been, you know, getting real wet.
Mm-hmm.
But if they got hay on the ground today, you know, they'll listen to the weather report tonight.
Yeah.
And if it's supposed to rain tomorrow, you know, they might be out there early in the morning trying to get it out.
Yeah.
Get it up.
Yeah, I was talking to this one man. He said the price of hay got so high that, you know, he couldn't even feed his cattle. You know. Having to buy the stuff, you know, from feed stores, huh?
Yeah. A lot of people have to do that if they don't have a good place to get hay from or bale it themselves.
Yeah. Okay.